in the villa of Amen stands a solitary candle. Something happened on the day he died. Spirit rose a meter and stepped aside. Somebody else took his place and bravely cried. I'm a black star, I'm a black star. How many times does an angel fall? How many people lie instead of talking tall? Sacred ground, he cried loud into the crowd. I'm a black star, I'm a black star.
solitary candle.
That's the first song, the title track, off of David Bowie's last and most recent album called Black Star. Just came out a couple days ago. That song is Black Star. David Bowie unfortunately passed away last night from cancer at age 69. Black Star is his 25th studio album, his final album. And that song peaked at number 70 on the French singles charts, number 129 on the UK singles charts. It's his second longest song recorded ever at 9 minutes and 58 seconds. And the reason why it's just below 10 minutes is it was originally over 11, which would have made it his longest song of all time. But he found out that iTunes would not post singles over 10 minutes in length. So he and his producer, Visconti, narrowed it down and edited it to just under 10 minutes, making it his second longest right before Station to Station. Haunting, chilling, highly regarded, shapeshifter David Bowie with his latest album.
And reading the lyric to that track, Black Star, this is some of Bowie's most brilliant poetry. I'm really serious about this. And, he's talking about death. He says, how many times does an angel fall? How many people lie instead of talking tall? I can't answer why. I'm a black star. Just go with me. I'm not a film star. I'm a take you home. I'm a black star. Take your passport and shoes. I'm not a pop star. Make of that what you will, because it's poetry and you have to let it sink in for a little while. But I think he's talking about his death. And Tony Visconti this morning, the producer of this last record and his longtime collaborator, says of Bowie, he always did what he wanted to do. And he wanted to do it his way and he wanted to do it the best way. His death was no different from his life, a work of art. He made Black Star for us, his parting gift. I knew for a year this was the way it would be. I wasn't, however, prepared for it. He was an extraordinary man, full of love and life. He will always be with us. For now, it is appropriate to cry.
So he knew. I mean, that basically tells us. I mean, we've been wondering whether Black Star was indeed intentionally Bowie's last record, and whether he held on just long enough for it to be released to the world. And that in some way, I think, confirms that.
He knew, and the people around him knew, but they, as Martin Hanlon said this morning when we talked to him very early this morning, musicians that worked with David Bowie had to sign non-disclosure agreements so that David Bowie could keep control of the product until the time was right to release
and
it.
And of his personal life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's how a gentleman remains a gentleman, isn't it? He doesn't talk about his personal life to the world.
Right.
He keeps a stiff upper lip. And so he was a true gent in that way. Some people you would say, well, that's the actions of a control freak. But not with Bowie. Bowie was a gent to the end.
Yeah. Well, we're playing the entirety of the album Black Star for you this morning. We've spent all morning tributing David Bowie, and we'll continue doing that today. You can still call, text, tweet, or Facebook us with your thoughts or song requests that we'll try to get on, 949-715-5936. The second track off of Black Star is a tribute to a tragedy written by John Ford, a play performed in 1629 called "'Tis a Pity She's a Whore."
Brilliant.
David Bowie at KX93.5. really makes you listen to this album in a totally different, cryptic, haunting, and chilling way now that you know Bowie was probably anticipating his impending death in writing, recording, and making videos for this album, Black Star. 'Tis a pity she was a whore we just played. And now Lazarus is the one a lot of people are talking about this morning and speculating about. And you'll hear the first lyric, "Look up here, I'm in heaven." And think about what happened. Think about that he died and wonder if he knew.
Well, you know, Lazarus in the Bible was resurrected after 4 days.
Right.
Who knows?
We'll play it and we'll talk about it, but listen to it intently, really knowing what we know now. David Bowie with Lazarus from Black Star on KX93.5 this morning.
Scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now. We'll be right back.
Absolutely chilling. David Bowie's Lazarus from the album Black Star. Again, David Bowie left us last night at age 69, just a couple days after he released this album Black Star. And that single, Lazarus, was a song that came out on December 17th. And everybody heard and praised and said, wow, Bowie again, transforming, shape-shifting, reinventing himself. What a cool, haunting song. But knowing now what we know, that his death was impending, that he had cancer for 18 months, makes you listen to it in a whole different way. A man who was very pensive and reflective about his own demise. And you've got to watch this video of Lazarus, which is literally him in a hospital bed, on a deathbed. And at the end of it, he leaves the world through a wardrobe dressed in all black.
Well, there's some really little bit of symbolism in there. You know, there's a lady's shoe under the bed, like just discarded lady's shoe, and which, you know, must be a reference to his own sexuality.
Hmm.
The wardrobe itself, you know, classic British Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe stories where the child enters a whole new world through the wardrobe, a beautiful world. And maybe I'm making too much of that stuff. Maybe
I don't think so at all. You know, I think these are things we wouldn't have realized last week. And now watching the video again, you have to believe there's intention with everything in that video and every word in that song. Look up here, I'm in heaven, is the first lyric of the song.
Yeah.
This way or no way, you know I'll be free, just like the bluebird. Now ain't that just like me? I mean, just lyrics about taking off and disappearing.
And so beautiful, just like the bluebird. Makes you think of Nina Simone. And I don't know, I know he looks gaunt and he looks tired on this video, but still an amazing looking man. And he's dancing to the end in it too, you know. It's like a black and white, almost Tim Robbins-like production. I don't know who made the film, you know, made the video, but it's beautiful and it's poignant. And he's an amazing man.
Yeah. Thanks for participating in our tribute this morning, tweeting, Facebooking, writing, texting, calling, whatever, 949-715-KXFM. That's 949-715-5936. We're playing all of the album Black Star now from David Bowie. And the next song is one that actually came out a couple years ago. It came out October 2014 as part of a compilation album called Nothing Has Changed, the lead single from that compilation album. But it was re-recorded, and both the song and its B-side version appear on this 25th album, Black Star. Sue or In a Season of Crime by Bowie.
I got the job.
David Bowie's Black Star, Sue, parentheses, or in a season of crime. Again, passing away last night, confirmed by his son and his longtime producer after a close-kept battle with cancer that nobody really knew about over the past 18 months. David Bowie has left us. Black Star, haunting and chilling, and I'm just listening to it in such a totally different way than I did last week, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, it's a funny thing. Have to admit that when somebody dies and then somebody says, okay, we're going to have a memorial, but it won't. We're not going to be sad. It's going to be a celebration of their life.
Mm-hmm.
I always think, yeah, right. Because I'm upset that they're dead, you know, and I don't, it's hard to think of it that way. It doesn't seem like it's authentic, you know, to say that when you're feeling sad. But we've been listening to David Bowie's music all morning, and I have literally moved from very sad to exhilarated by the man's
music. I've seen you all morning move, yeah.
And what more can we do? What else can we do?
Yeah, besides celebrate his music.
He's, you know, we're all going that way, aren't we? You know, and this music is so fantastic to the very end. Just genius, you know, And he's witty, and he's making fun of himself. And on the other hand, he's making fun of death, you know. And, man, I'm going to go back and listen to all... I'm getting all those albums. I'm going on iTunes this afternoon.
Well, we're going to keep it going today. You can stick with us, kx935.com, wherever you go. We also have an app. We're on TuneIn. We hope you do listen to our Bowie tribute all day. So I want to play this for you, Jason. We're going to go to the next song, Girl Loves Me, but I want to play you a quick excerpt from it. We play a game on the show called Guess That Alt J Lyric, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bowie has gone completely off of his rocker in writing nonsensical lyrics in this particular song. So listen for a second. Tell me if you can remotely guess what he's saying and its meaning.
Shop, split a dad from his deng deng. Vidi vidi effa China.
Vidi vidi effa China.
You're very close.
Yeah. What does he say?
It's nonsense. All right, here are the words. You vidi at the China, Cho Disney with the red rot, Lily loving Litzo Fitzo, Devotchka watch her garbles, Spotchko at the Raj shop, split a dad from his ding ding, vidi vidi at the China.
Well, it meant something to him.
Did it, though?
It sounds like one of those, like, pig Latin things, you know, those childish languages that people make up.
I'd love to know what this one means, but we won't.
that, you know, there's probably a member of his family that hears that and smiles wryly because they know what he was
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, maybe so.
You know.
David Bowie with Girl Loves Me Again from Black Star on KX93.5.
Tina's all sound so titty up this mouth check, say. Party up moods, Nanti Vella set round on Tuesday. Real bad dizzy snatch, making all the homies mad Thursday. Popo blind to the poly in the hole by Friday. When the f*** did the Monday go? I'm cold to this pig and pot show. I'm sitting in the chestnut tree.
If you are focusing solely on U.S. investments, you may need to broaden your investment horizons and start thinking globally and take advantage of opportunities in international markets. Raymond James offers several ways to help you invest overseas. I am David Tronicek, a Senior Vice President of Investments with Raymond James & Associates, and my telephone number is 949-734-2214. Let's talk about it. International investing involves special risks, including currency fluctuations, differing financial standards, and possible political and economic volatility. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange. SIPC, Life Well Planned.
The Inn at Laguna Beach is a proud partner of KX93.5's monthly concert series, KX Presents. Boutique luxury in the heart of Laguna Beach, with art galleries, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. Blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with modern comforts of today, 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you. During your stay, you can enjoy libations and cuisine offered by Las Brisas for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Inn at Laguna Beach, just steps to Main Beach. No car required. InnAtLagunaBeach.com.
rich girl, suffer me. I've got no enemies. I'm walking down. It's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. If I'll never see the English evergreens I'm running to, it's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. I'm dying to push their backs against the grain and fool them all again and again. I'm trying to. We bitches tear our magazines, those oligarchs with folding mouths call now and then. Don't believe for just one second I'm forgetting you. I'm trying to. I'm dying to. Dollar days, survival sex, honor stretching tails to necks. I'm falling down. It's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. If I'll never see the English evergreens I'm running to, it's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. Against the grain and fool them all again and again. I'm trying to. It's all gone wrong, we're all in arm. The bitter nerve ends never end. I'm falling down. Don't believe for just one second I'm forgetting you. I'm trying to. I'm dying to.
Well, it sure isn't Let's Dance, but knowing what we know now, it all makes sense. David Bowie's final album, Black Star, just came out a couple days before his death last night. That one, Dollar Days, the sixth track on the record, has lyrics like, don't believe just for one second I'm forgetting you, I'm trying to, I'm dying to, I'm falling down, it's nothing to me, it's nothing to see. Just this knowing, this acceptance that I'm hearing in the album.
We should all accept death in that way as we approach it. This album is wonderful, and not just because he clearly knew that he was dying as he wrote it. And as we've been playing his music all morning, it's going to last forever, this music, you know.
It's a good thing he was able to hang on past the release of the album, because I think it could have been confused. Critics could have been confused with the goodness of this album with his death. You know what I mean? If he had died, then the album had come out. It would have received glowing reviews.
What a good point you make.
But he made it past the album's release, and it still got great reviews.
Very smart guy.
Before we knew he was dead.
Always in control of his business, always knowing what he was doing, completely like an outsider. He was never in the music business. He was an outsider from day one, and wonderful. I think, you know, in the next hour, we're coming up to the 10 o'clock hour now, and in the next hour, of course, it's going to be you and me, the listener. And I think what I'll do is I'll try and scramble to dig up some spoken word from David Bowie and play maybe 10 seconds every few minutes or every few tracks so you can hear Bowie in his own words. Wonderful man, brilliant man.
Cool. A couple songs ago, we played Girl Loves Me, which had all those nonsensical lyrics. But Martin, who's been helping us with the show this morning from The Real McCoy, wrote in and said that nonsense, those gibberish words, are from Clockwork Orange. It's the language from the movie. So I missed that. I've never seen it. So.
Well, he was a great fan. And we played a track earlier on today, I forget which one, where he referred to his friends as droogs or droogies. Mm. And that was from the Clockwork Orange. Big fan of that that movie, that book, wasn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play the final song now from Black Star. That'll leave us with just a few minutes to end on one more Bowie song before 10 o'clock. Again, you can contribute or write in online, facebook.com/KX935, with the songs you want to hear, the comments you want to make. You can also call or text this number, 949-715-KXFM. We started this morning not really knowing what we would do and ended up playing only Bowie songs and want to keep doing that for you today. So the last song on Black Star is called I Can't Give Everything Away, a poignant and beautiful farewell that, again, once you listen to, kind of foreshadows his own demise. 5.5-minute song that ends Black Star. Ready?
house returns to prodigal sons, with blackouts, hearts, with flowered news, with skull designs upon my shoes. I can't give everything. Everything.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. David Bowie there on KX93.5. We're playing David Bowie, David Bowie, David Bowie all morning long because, of course, the great man passed away. What was overnight for us, it was morning in Great Britain. And, yeah, it's been quite a morning, Tyler. It's been a roller coaster of emotion.
That concludes the entire record, Black Star. We played that starting at about 9 a.m. Seven tracks, I Can't Give Everything Away. The final track from his final album, his 25th studio album. But it's being said, and I'm sure it's probably true, that more Bowie albums will come out in some way from unreleased and recorded things that have not come out before. We've shared your reactions at home. You've called, you've texted, you've tweeted. That's awesome. Thank you. There's some really cool things online on Reddit where I get most of my news. Listen to this. When in doubt, listen to David Bowie. In 1968, Bowie was a gay, ginger, bonk-eyed, snaggle-toothed freak walking around South London in a dress, being shouted out by thugs. 4 years later, he was still exactly that, but everyone else wanted to be like him too. If David Bowie can make being David Bowie cool, you can make being you cool. Plus, unlike David Bowie, you get to listen to David Bowie for inspiration. So you're already one up on him, really. You're already ahead of David Bowie.
That's great. You know that, obviously, we've all been looking at the internet all morning. One thing I found was an interview with David Bowie, age 17, on the BBC. And he wasn't being interviewed about music. He's being interviewed because he'd created an organization at 17 years old called the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Long-Haired Men. And he and his friends were being interviewed in black and white. You can find this online. And being asked about what it's like to be a long-haired man in today's society. I mean, and these kids, their hair doesn't look long. You know, their hair just like covers their ears. That's about it. And they're obviously kids and they're a little naive and it was a different time. But just goes to show he was a very interesting guy. Very interesting
That's
guy.
That's great.
Isn't that a great story?
Somebody else said online, which is a little more depressing and less uplifting, I can't believe Keith Richards outlived David Bowie. So true.
Well, Bowie was sober. Bo's a sober guy, turns out. And
that's the whole thing. Like, yeah. What? Poor guy. Yeah. 69 years old, passed away from cancer last night. We started really sad this morning, played a lot of his music, feeling much better, feeling uplifted, feeling like we're celebrating the man's life and his wide catalog, his shape-shifting music of all time. Jason's going to keep going with Bowie tracks in just a minute. And you can still write in or text or Facebook your requests and your comments. We'll end with one more. Thank you for spending your morning with us, and thank you for pointing out that you tuned to a few stations and nobody was really doing this, which makes us feel proud that we were able to react to it here in Laguna Beach. Jason Fetty, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ty.
Daily Scramble live on KX 93.5.